Army veteran Jared McBride served in the military for 22 years, rising to the rank of captain. In 2009, McBride, who's Black, volunteered to become a commander for a unit headed to Afghanistan. But that didn't happen.
My boss was white, and he gave it to another white guy.
A white guy McBride said wasn't as qualified as he was. McBride said this and other bad experiences chewed away at him for years.
One of my fellow officers was like, man, McBride, you are just, woo! You have some anger issues, man.
McBride eventually left the military and decided to seek mental health care at his local VA in St. Louis. He was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And as his treatment continued, he was offered the chance to take part in one of the VA's first programs that addresses how racism affects veterans' mental health. VA psychologists across the country had begun to recognize that as something that was too often ignored.
Our book that kind of has all the diagnostic criteria, which is the DSM-5, it doesn't recognize racial trauma.
That's Dr. Lamish Shawaheen, who used to work at the VA in Chicago. And the book she's talking about, the DSM-5, that's what psychologists use to diagnose a patient.
Experiencing racism was turning into like people being labeled with pathology when really they were just experiencing racism.
Shawaheen and other VA psychologists instead zeroed in on how racial discrimination contributes to things like post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety in people of color. Studies have shown that veterans of color have higher rates of mental health issues like PTSD than white veterans, even when controlling for where they were deployed and the pressures of returning from war. Shawaheen says part of the problem is that the military pushes the concept of colorblindness, but that exacerbates race-based stress by emphasizing sameness.
This idea, yeah, we're all green, and these type of slogans, they instill the notion that racial differences are not important in the military.
Veterans of color also don't use the VA's mental health services as much as they could. And some stop seeking help altogether because they become dissatisfied with their care. Shawaheen and other VA psychologists got a grant in 2018 to create the program to help veterans identify racism as the source of at least some of their anxiety. The model was group meetings for veterans of color. VA officials declined to be interviewed about the program or provide information about it. But several veterans talked to me about how the sessions worked. Army veteran Jared McBride joined one of the first small groups in St. Louis. He said the psychologist would start by writing a topic on a whiteboard.
Let's just say police brutality. He would get into what does that look like to you and how do you feel about that?
McBride said it was the first time anyone had ever talked to the veterans in his group about how the racism they endured every day affected their mental health.
We got some guys to hold on to this thing for years. And so when you bring up different topics and different things, sometimes it gets emotional and explosive.
In 2018, Army veteran Bernadette Spiller cautiously joined one of the groups in St. Louis after seeing a flyer in the VA hallway.
I didn't want to go to therapy because I looked at it as like a sign of weakness.
But she sat herself down at a group session. And after sitting in on a few meetings and listening to others speak, she realized that so many stressors in her life were being triggered by racism.
It kind of gives you like an arsenal of being able to go in your little treasure chest and say, okay, well, I've heard that somebody experienced it this way.
Veterans said the group gives them mechanisms for coping with racism, so they feel safer when grappling with painful memories and experiences. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.